My general impression is that there's an awful lot of fragments I'm busting up down there.
Okay.
I'll tell you, about that last 6 inches, I really came into something hard. But it's down all the way.
Beautiful, Zeno.
Oops, there's a heat flow probe. What happened? I messed up. Man, don't hit that. Give me heart failure after all that drilling. No, I just walked too close to it. I apologize for that.
I don't care how close you walk to it.
Mark does. Mark does.
Just don't step on it.
I do that. Rainy, no.
Just out of curiosity, what kind of heart rate has this drill been producing on me?
Stand by. Okay, you've been running 120 flushing with peaks of 140 to 150 from time to time.
Okay.
How to use your instruments in this 1/6G. You take your time and you get around. It's pretty phenomenal. But you try and bend over without some help, not so phenomenal. Boy, what a ride that Challenger gave us coming down. What a ride. Oh, you dummy. Dummy.
Gene Cernan putting this second heat flow probe into place.
Okay, Gino, and the heat flow's on. I'm looking good.
That's good news, Bob. Let me give you another one here. While it's dirty, I'll tell you, I'm into the bottom of the white marks. And that's, about Bravo 1 again.
Okay, I copy Papa 1, Foxtrot 1, and Bravo 1.
No, sir, Bob. Now, the bore stem is in to the top of the white marks. I'm still putting the probe down.
Copy
and,
that.
And the top of the white marks is about Bravo 1.
Copy that.
About Bravo 1. Okay, here goes the probe. Pick a number you'd like to hear. How about Papa 1?
How about Papa 1 there, Gino?
Bingo, babe. You win and it locked in.
Roger. I think Mark won on that
Papa 1.
Too. Roger. And, Jack, I gather you're probably traipsing across the landscape with a geophone about now, right? ask you. Stand by. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, I gather you said that the lane was leveled in a line, and I gather that meant it was on the black decal on top. Do you happen to remember what a number was on that?
Well, I'll check it, but I think you know where that decal is.
Well, okay. Good enough.
Okay, Bob, middle thermal shield went to F1.
Hey, that's another thing,
though. Yeah, I'm coming out to the south. I'm coming out to the south.
Roger.
And the thermal shield is in place.
Roger, copy that.
Hell, it was until I moved it. Do I need my javelin anymore?
You might.
One never knows, you know.
I gotta save it till after I drill the core. Oh, me oh my.
Take it easy, Gino. It's kinda like you're...
No, I'm doing fine.
Okay.
That sun is just bright. I ought to put those visors down, I suppose. Those other visors. Okay, let me take a look at my... list and see whether I got everything. Measured, height. You got all the shields, you're coming out south. Verify heat flow is level and aligned. It is aligned, the Noman was good. UHD to the LRB, LMP seat, and then what do I do? Let me see. Deep core prepped. Jack, I'm gonna leave the UHD in the heat flow in case you need it.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna go behind a rock over there.
Now.
In that depression. Bob, you do want the core in a depression, right?
Roger, that's affirmative, Dino.
Okay, nobody touch my heat flow. The prettiest job I've ever done. Okay, I'm going behind a boulder over here. Bob, I've got about 385, and I guess about 50%. I can't see it too well.
That's not
good. And idea. No flags and no tone, and I'm on intermediate cooling, and I feel great.
Likewise, and LFP is
LFP is 5-6%.
Okay.
What are you, Gino? Well, I can't see it. The sun was. I don't know, Jack. I can't. About five or five four.
Okay.
Now that this ought to shield that thing from the doggone pressure's 385 on the LFP.
But it's not real easy to tell what vertical is.
Roger, Jack.
Well, this is right in line with the shallow depression, and it's right in line with the RTG with a rock in the middle.
Okay, Jack, as long as you're drilling behind the rocks from the RTG, that's great.
That's where you're going to get it. Let me see what I need. Drew Rack, core bag. Drill. At 1 IPS. Okay, let's go do it right.
Gene Cernan preparing to drill another hole. These cores will be brought back to Earth, and the neutron flux experiment will be placed in that hole.
I'm going to put it right in this depression. Right in it.
Get the middle of that.
It's a shallow one. If I go over there, I'm not shielded, Jack.
No, that's good. Get it in there.
Right here.
Get it in that place.
Right in this little, it's only about a 4 meter of depression.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, you're on the other side of the rock.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to get back here.
That's good. Oh, man, go slow.
We're 3 hours, 21 minutes into this CBA.
Bob, the all these big boulders around here that I've looked at are the same rock type. Ooh, who pulled over the geophone module? Can't imagine. Okay. That sounds like the title of a book.
Geophones of the lunar surface profiling experiment in a large T shape.
How's it going, Gene?
Well, I'm on my second stem here. I'm starting on it. Are you coming?
Okay, I'm just about ready to pick up old the biggie. Geophone 4.
Have a good time.
Okay, and Gina, how you doing? We've been watching Jack trace back and forth across the field.
I'm getting there, Bob. I'm trying to fit,
talk about 7 league boots.
Put stem number 2 on.
How's the visibility back to the center geophone,
then? How's the
biz? Yeah, you
not bad.
Okay, you're not having to worry about extra photos yet.
No, I've been checking it. Bob, my biggest problem is that the flags don't anchor.
Okay, copy that.
In general, the lines are following the contours.
Oops.
screw on?
Oh, yeah, it's no problem. You know, it's the same problem you always have. The, you get these threads, get a little side force on them, and, you know, with the helmet, gloves, and what have you, it's just, you can't, sometimes they go on easy, sometimes they don't.
Copy that.
Okay, I got this one on now.
Sure, Roger.
Phones are going in the right direction. I hope you don't have an EMI problem. Can the GFO lines cross, Bob?
Stand by on that. Okay, no problem, Jack.
Okay. If you see me start to pull over that module there, and don't do that. No, I mean, well, that won't hurt. It's just that it stretches the other geophones tight.
Okay, all right, now we're watching, Gene.
Okay, don't worry about it. I'll watch it. The anchors are completely unsuccessful on the module, anyway.
That looks pretty good, Gino.
Not too bad, Bob. The first core was awful loose, so I think I could have pulled it back out with my hands.
That's not the idea.
One of the problems is I'm working in a small crater.